It is the Mike Calda Show at 102.5 The Bone. So we've learned a lot on the show today.
Sure.
Mason's Live is going to be the next spot for Pimple Toddler. I just looked at that place online. It looks great. And if Spanish doesn't book the Polk Theater for the not-so-live gig, he's fired.
Okay.
Hey, the best thing to do is just tell you you're going to get fired if you don't do something, because you do it immediately. Okay. I was like, get that girl from Jeopardy on, you're fired. And you were like, call me on my way home. You're like, she's on tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's very nervous.
You didn't even know her real name and you
I
found
didn't.
Her.
I didn't, yeah. So, you know, thank God.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I am getting several mixed reviews on the Bon Jovi show last night. A lady hit me up on Facebook and said it's terrible because all they do is play all the new stuff, which is smart on their part, but terrible if you're a fan. And then Tom Krasnicki said it was great. He said it was a fantastic show. So I don't know. I'm glad I didn't go. If it was on a Friday, I probably would have went, but I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it was probably terrible. Anyway. I don't know why. I just, for some reason, I hate you today.
All right, well, that, I don't see how that's really any different.
You should not make it worse. I can
most
tell you
other
that.
Days.
You should not make it worse.
Okay, I'll just.
Yeah, I'm talking to you like I talk to my kids. When I tell Joey to shut up and he goes, but, I go ahead, make it worse.
I don't want to say anything.
Keep talking. Good. I love this picture of you and Kelly eating corn dogs. That you can
say.
That you can.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
With your capes on.
Yeah.
Those corn dogs look delicious.
They were delicious. They were jalapeno cornbread.
Where were you eating corn dogs with capes on? At a festival?
Okeechobee Festival, yeah. Yeah. I was also probably on a lot of drugs when that picture was taken.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
You were?
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine?
No, other stuff. I try every year, you know, we have the opportunity to do interviews. And I have really wanted to do interviews with the bands, but they always cancel at the last minute because I assume they're also on
drugs.
Yeah, before they do their shows. But I still would like to do an interview just, you know, on a bunch of LSD or something, see how it goes.
I would play that on the show.
Yeah, just I assume it would sound horrendous, but with the band.
Like all your other interviews.
There you go, yeah. So
what do you think has been your best interview?
Probably Paula Deen.
Right, the not real one.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
I don't know why I hate you today.
So your best
dumb laugh makes me want to punch your face in.
Your best interview is the one that I took and re-edited.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just checking.
That was my joke.
What Spanish is tea time?
Tea time with Dirty Tea. That's my old college radio. Yeah. Yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Don't start talking to me like it's good and I don't understand what's good.
I didn't even say anything.
You just said, which means you don't know good stuff. You're too old.
What?
Is that what you're saying?
Well, no.
Yeah.
I don't think you're old at all.
You shouldn't.
You're only like 10 years older than me. It's not old.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying it. I'm afraid to say really anything at this point.
Man, you should man up after a while.
Are you 35?
No.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 30 this year.
Oh, okay. Well, he's 15 years older than you.
Whoa.
Almost
slow
16.
Down. Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys going to do anything for my birthday? It's my big 3-0.
When is your birthday?
July 13th.
We're not dating. We don't. That's not our job.
It's like a big thing, right? At 30.
I'm trying to remember what you did for my birthday.
He didn't get you a gift, and then he said HTML.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah. I got you gifts. You commented on how much you enjoyed the gifts that I got you.
They were late,
though. What did you get me?
I got you $100 in gift cards to Nike and Under Armour.
That's true. That was very nice. For Christmas.
For your birthday.
I really got them for you.
I got you something different.
What'd you get me for Christmas?
I got you another gift card.
To where?
I can't remember. But it was 3 gift cards total.
Spanish has a theme. Do you remember this?
Atención a todos mis latinos y hispanos cortando el césped. Es hora a escuchar a la sección más máxima de toda existencia. Especialmente para nosotros.
I don't know what he's saying, so I can't play the rest of it. I don't even know what that is.
I know what that is. That's not Spanish's theme. That's a guy announcing you.
Oh, because it's Spanish's theme.
The king of all.
So you took that and tried to make
theme.
That your...
No,
well,
I don't
terrible,
know.
Spanish.
I don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm.
This was the anniversary of Spanish getting hit by baseballs from Jabber Chamberlain today. That's all that's him getting hit.
That's
and
all
you can
hits.
Hear the plates break at the last one. Listen to this one.
Oh.
That's gotta hurt.
My guts hurt.
Why was I saying I hated you? Oh no, your 30th birthday.
Right.
If there is a party for you, I shall attend.
Okay.
If you get invited.
My wife tried to have a surprise 30th birthday party for me.
Yeah.
And you know what happens? Pete calls me and he's like, "Hey, you got I got to step in here." I go, "Why?" He goes, "Your wife's trying to plan a 30th birthday surprise party for you, but she's screwing a whole bunch of things up. You need to get in. I need to fix a couple of things." I was like, "Yep, all right, do what you got to do."
Best surprise, and it wasn't set up by my wife or me, but it was for my 40th birthday, where you guys all came over for my party at my house. We were just having a party, and my brother Tim said, "Hey, we send you guys a edible arrangement thing. Are you going to be home?" And I was like, "Yeah, we'll be home." And he goes, "Okay, it should be there around 6 o'clock, whatever." And I said, "Okay, cool, you know." And then he called me and he goes, "Hey, I guess because of weather or something, it's going to be a little bit later. But they called me and said it's on its way and da da da. So just be expecting." I said, "Okay, no problem."
Like, "Jesus, Tim, way to ruin the surprise."
And so we were getting ready and stuff, and the doorbell, and I go, "Oh, there you go, edible arrangement."
There's open the door. Flowery fruit.
Open the door. There is Tim and his wife, my dad, my brother, all showed up.
That's cool.
Didn't know that they were coming down, and they showed up. That was awesome. That was really cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can't pull any of that stuff off. People rat me out too much.
That was a perfect way to do it. I remember whenever I was a kid and we lived in Illinois and we had a basement, and sometimes the water would overflow from down, what is it called? The sump pump.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it would overflow if there was a problem. And my dad goes, "Don't go down the basement. It's overflown." And he goes, "I'm going to work on it. Just stay out of there. Don't even go down there at all." And I said, "All right, no big deal. Don't need to go down the basement. We have other places to go." It was close to Christmas. Didn't even think about it. He had my goddamn bike down there. Yeah. I go, "Where'd you hide it?" And he goes, "In the basement." And I go, "Oh, it wasn't wet down. You got me."
My mom had a...
I was 24, by the way.
My mom had a surprise 13th birthday party for me, and I honestly thought I almost didn't make it to the party because I almost killed myself.
What?
I thought all my friends hated me, and they were planning something. They just didn't want to do things without me.
Aww.
So I went to lunch one day with Michael Bennett, and we stopped by my mother's office on the way back to school. We were in eighth grade, and on the way out of the thing, I turned around. I saw my mother like kind of talking to Michael Bennett, like, and I was like, "She banging Michael Bennett? He's 13. That'd be horrible.
It's terrible.
Well, what's going on there?" And then I was like, "Oh, that was weird, but I didn't know." Then my friend Hector, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, it was me, him, and his friend Michael, and we were all in his basement. And then Michael had to leave, and then I had to leave, and I was like, I didn't hear Michael's mother come pick her up. And I'm like, was he hiding upstairs in Hector's room? They were just waiting for me to leave?
Oh.
I'm like, man, you people are mean. I'm like, why are they so mean to me?
Happy birthday.
Right. And then my mother picked me up, and we went to my Uncle Joe's house. And when we got to my Uncle Joe's house, my mother was yelling at me to bring the carry the food downstairs. I'm like, why do I have to take it down? Why can't John take it down? So I picked up my tray and I walked downstairs. I was like, "Man, my friends hate me, and my mother's banging Michael Bennett." And, you know, and then I got down there and they hit me with the surprise, and I was like, "Oh, everybody loves me!
Yeah,
there's Hector and Michael. They didn't know, and then Michael Bennett's not banging my mother."
And they tricked
you. It was a good surprise. They got me really good.
Yeah.
Eileen, is that this person's name?
Yes.
That was good, Carmen. I-L-I-E-N. Eileen.
Yep.
Hey, that's all I want for you is to spell it in a way I can figure it out. If you had to guess how it was really spelled, how would you spell it?
That way.
That way is I put a lien on your property.
Well, because
you just
lien, I-L-E-A-N. I know I spelled it that way before, and you guys almost.
So you spelled it I-L-E-A-N, and we went crazy, and you were like, it must be I-L-I-E-N.
I just started putting different things in the middle.
Until you give up.
Yeah.
And that's okay. As long as I can identify what it is, I can say, Eileen, welcome to the Mike Calda Show.
So dumb.
Thank you, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Will you please tell Carmen how you spell your name?
E-I-L-E-E-N.
That's stupid.
Her head just exploded.
She spells it the way everybody has since the beginning of time.
Eileen. Why would it start with an E?
That's crazy.
Stupid.
Stupid. So stupid.
It is.
Try and figure out baloney and get back to us.
Yeah. You got baloney, Carmen?
L-O-G-N-A.
Yeah.
I know the song.
If there's a song about food, Carmen will know how to spell it. How was Bon Jovi? I-L-I-E-N?
Actually, it was good. He started out really good and sounding great. And, yeah, there was a lot of new stuff being played, but that's why they go on tour.
Yeah. Crap, though, right? All his new stuff is crappy?
No, actually, his new stuff is really good. I actually enjoyed it. It's just not like his old stuff, so he's kind of, like, changing style a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'd say about an hour and a half into the show, his voice started going.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, he didn't do Living on a Prayer until final encore. So by that point, he could barely sing. The audience sang the whole song. You couldn't even hear him.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm
the
watching.
The audience was singing so loud.
What is that from, Joe? That's not from Tampa, is it?
Yes, it is.
Wow, whose is that? Wait, did he jump in the crowd?
He jumped in the crowd and gave that girl a big kiss right on the lips. Did you see that?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'd kiss him on the lips if he jumped in.
And then he's posing for selfies and stuff. That's pretty cool. He looks like he's, you know, pretty nice and into it.
Yeah. That's
interesting. He put on a good show, and he performed well, and he got the crowd really into it. But like I said, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours in, his voice was shot.
How hard would it be to get the crowd into it when you already know that 80% of the girls in there just totally want to have sex with you?
Yeah.
Every move you make, every girl screams, you look at him, make eye contact.
I can't believe he kissed that chick. That he just made her whole life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eileen, you'd bang Bon Jovi, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Are you married?
He's gorgeous. Yeah. I'm kissing him.
Yeah, I know. Like, if my wife came home and she's like, yeah, I got bad news, I banged Bon Jovi, I'd go, all right, I get it. I know. I understand.
Was it good?
Yeah. All right, thank you for the report, Pumpkin. Although, I have to tell you, you know, I told her it'd be okay if she banged Joey McIntyre.
Right.
But now it's becoming, like, dangerously close to happening, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Does she have plans to see him soon, or what's going on?
So, they're coming in concert.
Right.
And I already got her backstage to meet them, New Kids on the Block. Her and her Jersey Broad friends went backstage to go meet them in Philadelphia.
Previously, they had done this, okay.
Yeah, this was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And my wife now, it was like right after she had my daughter, so now she's like 50 pounds lighter, and she's been working out, and, you know, her hair is long. She's like, now I want to go back in. I go, well, I don't like the way you're doing that. Now you're like prettier, so you want to go back. And then JoJo got some sort of connection with them. She sent me a picture of her with Joe, like, leaning back and sitting on her lap almost.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, no, that's not happening. Yeah, because
what if
those whores.
What if you walked in one day and your wife is just working out like crazy and she just has pictures of Joey McIntyre all over?
Oh, man.
She's like, this time I'm going to be ready.
This time.
I don't know. I mean, what do you do?
Murder.
You said.
I know I did. Then I get to take her up on
And who's yours? Pamela Anderson?
Carmen. Somebody.
There's a comedian that does that. He said, my wife and I, we decided to have like a pass, you know, whatever, and she picked George Clooney, and I picked her sister.
Yeah. That would be it. Something like that. I want to pick her friend, one of her friends.
Oh, my God.
She has no good-looking friends, man.
Well, she probably does it on purpose.
No. I mean, she does. She didn't have. Let me rephrase.
Do you think
that.
She says the same thing about you?
Probably.
No good looking friends.
She has no good looking friends that Spanish hasn't had sex with.
Oh, yeah?
Factual.
Who is her good looking friend?
Kelly.
Mm-mm.
That one. That's one.
Yeah. That is one.
That's
that
one.
Is one.
There's a couple.
Maybe some bad.
Look at you. Pause that right there. Okay? Pause this. Joey McIntyre. I'm on TV. Pause it. Squint your eyes. Everybody squint. No. Go back. You squint your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, Ralphie May.
Yeah?
Joey McIntyre is going to look like Ralphie May when he gets older. No.
Well.
And he looked just like a picture right there?
I was thinking more like Hoppy.
Who?
Oh, no.
Hoppy.
You know who Joey McIntyre is? Casey Affleck.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He's the original OG Casey Affleck. Spanish has slept on all my wife's hot friends. You've tainted them all.
Sorry. And not hot.
Well, I don't know.
The ones I know, is it pretty good?
Yeah. Who do you know?
Write it down.
I don't know her name. Hold on. I don't know her name. But I think she...
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Oh, God, that scared me.
It's you getting beat up by baseballs from Jabba Chamberlain.
I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. And
yes. Yes. Never slept with her.
No.
Worse.
Yeah,
easy clip. Worse.
Way worse. Do you know that story?
No.
Dude.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. I can't tell it on air.
Can't tell it on air.
But
get
it
us
is
fired.
Horrendous.
You.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even. It's so bad I wouldn't even tell it.
It was so bad that I called him immediately after. It was like, you're never going to believe what just happened to me.
Oh, my.
And on that note, we'll take a break.